Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to, this will be part three of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A tri-band handheld. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and if you have any questions on the tutorial or anything, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. And we'll go from there. Well, in the last tutorial, we kind of talked about where the buttons were and what they did, with and without the function. Now we'll get into a little more of this. In this part, we're going to talk about direct frequency entry and memory entry. Now, so we're going to get right into this. We're going to go to the VFO mode. You'll have the handheld in front of you with the antenna facing away from you. You'll probably have the handheld in your hand. I guess I got to unlock mine here. So I unlocked it. Now I'm going to go to the VFO, which is the B key. Remember, right hand side of the radio, second row, the B key. In the VFO mode. Now, entering in a frequency is very simple. We'll also talk about entering NPL tones here, too, because that's part of the entering frequency process. But entering a frequency is very simple. When you enter in the frequency, if you enter it properly, it'll give you a slightly lower, or longer, I should say, it's a slightly longer beep than the rest of the beeps, which is a nice feature. You have to kind of get used to listening for it, but it's there. Now, the radio should, on 2 and 220, 2 meters and 220, the radio should follow the ARRL band plan. So you shouldn't have much trouble with offsets, but remember function 8 is your offsets, plus, minus, simplex, and so on. And remember that simplex is the low beep, and the other two beeps are offsets, plus or minus. Of course, on 2 meters, the offset, standard offset, is plus or minus 600. On 220, the offset is always, the standard offset in any case, is always minus 1.6 megahertz. Most of the repeater outputs are in the high end of the band, and the inputs are down below. There may be a few exceptions, but I've never seen one. UHF generally accepted the standard offset as either plus or minus 5 megahertz. Plus or minus 5 megahertz. However, the handheld does not recognize automatic offsets on 440 because of the fact that there really is no standard offset on 440. But generally, I can tell you, anywhere I've ever been, it's plus or minus 5 megahertz. That doesn't mean there isn't some exceptions, and I'm quite sure there are. But that's generally the accepted standard. Now, let's say I want to go to 146.52 simplex. I'm actually going to turn up another radio here, and see here, so that I can prove to you that we're on 5.2 here. Let me go to the memory of this.
Enter.
Oops, wrong.
Enter.
I'm playing with 2000 here.
7 MR. Enter. 0 1 MR.
Okay.
0 1 3 1 4 6 point 5 5 0.
Nope, that's 5 0, 5.
0
that's,
MR. 0
this 1 be 5 2, 2 I think.
1 4 6 point 5
146.52. Oh, well. So let's say I want to go to 146.52 simplex. I'm in the VFO mode. Now I'm going to hit enter. Remember, that's the pound key. Second one to the left of the right row of buttons on the radio, the lower, you know, the 16-digit keypad. Pound sign is also your enter key. So I'm going to enter 146.52.0. If you notice, it was a slightly longer beep. Oh, radio.
K0PQW152.
I've got a tone in there and stuff.
I'm a little close to my mixer, but this is 5-2.
So there we are on 146.52.0. And of course, it recognized the fact that it was going to a simplex frequency, so it recognized the band plan. Now, let's try a repeater here once. We'll go to our local 2-meter machine. I'm going to hit enter. Let's do this again. I just hit the push to talk switch to get out of it. Make sure you hear this. I'm going to hit enter. I'm going to go to the 145.49 machine here. Local, one of the local ones. 145.490. And it should recognize the band plan.
VFO MR 01 enter 00 MR.
I don't know if I'll be able to really bring it up with the handheld here or not.
1 4 5.
Let's try it here.
4 9 0 0.
There it is. I'm in the basement here, and we're kind of, that repeater's kind of a ways away for me to get into from the basement. So anyway, that was the 549. So that's how we enter in a frequency. Now, if you would have had to change the offset, obviously you would have done, then went ahead and done function 8. And that would have taken care of your offset for you. Now, let's say you have entered in a repeater frequency, and it requires a tone. This gets very important. More and more repeaters, in fact, most of them are on tone. The 549 happens to not be. And in that, but let's say we want to go to a repeater that has PL tone. Well, I'm going to go. I don't know that I'll be able to bring it up in the basement here. In fact, I'm quite sure I won't be able to. So I can't really demonstrate it. I guess there is a UHF machine I could demonstrate. We'll do that, but let's stick to 2 meters here for a minute, because that's probably what you're all going to be working with at first. So I'm going to hit enter, 146.880, and I need to set tones. Whoops, I just hit the tone set and then kicked myself out of it. If you hit tone set, which is function 7, and you screw it up, or if you accidentally hit the push-to-talk switch, it'll kick you back out of the set mode. But we'll get to that here in a little bit. To tone, set a PL tone, it's function 7. And then you need to count to the particular tone that you want. In this case, we're going to want 100 hertz, which is number 12. So I'm dialing this radio back down to where it beeps. Now you heard it beep. It beeps at tone 0. It's a low beep. Now I can count up to number 12. Now you're gonna want to turn this knob to the right clockwise. So now I'm back at the beep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so we're at tone 12. To save that setting, you're going to need to push the joystick button, that menu button we talked about earlier. It's a right above the power button, right below the display on the left-hand side of the radio. The biggest, well, there's kind of a, it's kind of in a hole, it's kind of got a hole around it, I guess you could call it. But it, the joystick button, you're going to want to push that in straight in. Then push the talk that's on the side of the radio, and you'll be there. Let me try this again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Save it. We can't bring up the repeater in here because I'm in the basement. But that's how you save a PL tone into the VFO mode. Function 7, and dial the channel selector but down to where it beeps, and you're going to want to turn it to the left. So we'll do this once more. Turn it to the left until it beeps. And I guess I wasn't quite explanatory on that one. And then we'll turn it clockwise or to the right. We're at the beep now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And, of course, we can't bring it up here. But that's how you do PL tones. Now, something you need to know about PLs if you're new to VHF, UHF repeaters. Oh, let's keep that over here where I can reach the radio. PL tones are assigned a number. There's an old chart. In fact, I think even the Kenwood THF-6A manual has a chart in it. And it may start at number one, but I will tell you that the Kenwood THF-6A has an extra tone in it. I believe it's number 11 that most radios do not have. So that's why I tell you that it beeps at tone 0, which is actually 67 cycles. So then you start at 0, then the next click up would be 1. And then you can stay in the correct PL numbering system. Any tone lower than 100 hertz will be obviously a less number than 12, because tone 100 is number 12. So if you've got a tone like 88.5, and, well, geez, I can't remember exactly what number 88.5 is. To tell you the truth, I'm not so sure I remember. I think it's number 8, but I'm not altogether sure about that. But if I don't remember that, I know that it's less than 12, so I can count through and try each one until I find it. Count through and kerchunk the repeater until I find it if I have to. If it's a tone such as 131.8 or 114.8, you know that it's higher than 100, so then you know that it's higher than number 12. 114.8 happens to be number 16. Quite a commonly used tone. 131.8, I think, is number 20. But so that's how you can find tones on the systems, even if you don't remember what the actual correct number is for the tone. If you know the tone frequency, you'll have a pretty good idea where it is on the radio. You know, it's something like 151.4, then you know that it's higher than number 20, for an example. Another example. Well, that's how you set tones. Now, let's go on to programming a memory. When you get this handheld out of the box, and I'm not going to be able to show you this exactly because I have something like over 160 memories in this handheld, and I'm not going to reset this handheld to show you this, but out of the box, when you go to program in a memory, the very first memory, like number 0, you're going to have to, when you enter in the frequency, you're going to have to hit then the function button and then turn the dial to the right until the radio beeps. It's set up that way because you can actually program in various memory banks, which I've never tried to do. I don't know how accessible that is. And while I'm at it, you know, I'm not trying to replace the manual with this tutorial. You know, once you know how where the buttons are and how to program in memories, you can go in and go back and read the book, you know, the manual, which the Handy Hams has on audio cassette, or you can get it online in, you know, text format. You can read the manual, and it will tell you how to do that, you know, like the memory banks and that kind of stuff. I never was really interested in that, so I never took the time to learn how to set it up in different banks of memories. I guess just about everything I have in memory of this handheld, it's ham stuff. So I just, you know, it's got over 400 memories or something, 399, I don't know. More than I'll probably, well, maybe more than I'll ever fill up, who knows. I think I have 163 of them in here now. So I haven't done that. So when you get this, you will have to go through that little process. I hit the function button and then dial the channel selector to the right until it beeps. And when it beeps, then you will be on memory zero. Well, I will show you. I'm in the memory mode. I hit the C key. The C key gets you in the memory mode. I just direct entried in memory zero. The way after you have a memory programmed in, and we're going to get to that here shortly, and you want to enter in a memory, say memory 25. You know, you'll be hit the memory mode, the C key to get in the memory mode, and then we're going to hit the enter key, which is the pound sign, 025. And you notice it'll give you a slightly longer beep at the last digit. So I'm on memory 25. Let's say I want to go to memory 75. I'm in the memory mode. I know that. I'll get this down to extra low power. I want to go to memory 75, which is my repeater, my 22464 repeater here in Allendale. I'm going to hit the enter key, the pound sign, 075. KDRLPQW. There's my repeater. I just locked. Whoops, I didn't need to lock this. Well, let's talk about how we enter a memory. Let's say we've already entered in, well, we want to enter in something at memory zero. If you're just getting it started. What you'll do then, after you turn that dial to memory zero, and it's beeped, then you can hit the C a couple of times, and it should kick it in there. Should enter in whatever frequency you wanted at memory zero in there. Now you've got something in memory zero, and you want to program in another memory. And I'll program in something on Simplex here, something. Okay, I'm going to go back to what you need to do. Let's say you programmed in memory zero, and you want to program in memory 001. In this case, in my case, I'm going to be programming in something like 164 or something. But enter in a frequency in the VFO. Let's say 146.55. I'm in the VFO mode now. Enter 146.550. Well, I want to put this in memory. But I've already got something in the first memory. I want to put something in the next one. Well, I'm going to hit the function key, the A. Then I'm going to turn the dial. You want to make sure that you're at that you have the dial at the last memory that you programmed in. So you want, let's say if you're on memory zero, you programmed in memory zero. You want to have the radio, when it's in memory mode, at memory zero. If you want to program in 001. If you're programming in number 10, then you obviously would leave it at number 9. because it will not go to an unused slot, memory slot. It will not do it. In fact, if I try to enter in memory 166, let's see here. Enter 166. It won't go there. You see, I got the high beep. It won't go there. Now, I've got something here. 146.55. And I've entered that in, and I want to enter in the next memory. I'm going to hit the function key. Then I'm going to turn the dial one click to the right. One click to the right. And I'm going to hit the C. That took put it in the memory. I'll hit the C again to put me in memory mode. I can verify that, yes, I'm on 146.55. I'm in memory... ...165. If your memory is higher, number is higher than 100, then you'd hit 165 or whatever it is. If it's below 100, then you do it with a zero first, like 090 or 075, or, you know, like I described earlier. So that's how you program in frequencies, tones, and memory. We did all that on the A receiver, and so that's how you do it. In the next part, we'll talk about entering in some stuff on the B receiver and some other stuff. Well, that's 73 for now, and we'll see you in the next part. KA0PQW is clear to the next part.